All right, welcome everyone. I'm testing out my laptop with Linux on here that Nick and well, Nick's the one to set this up. Tim from Tang set up the other setup, but it wasn't working too well, so we had to get rid of those things. Somebody please give me some smiley faces in the chat room if my sound levels are okay. I've got my microphone a little closer to me now, and as soon as I get a couple smiley faces, I'll bring Nick up. Hopefully there's good sound levels coming out. This is Stephen Robertson. Sorry there, muted my own microphone. Okay. I'm just gonna bring Nick up anyways. I'll wait for the smiley faces. So, do I have you up on now, Nick?
Have you that? I should have be there loud and clear, Stephen. How's it feel to be free?
Yeah, field be free. I wouldn't know. None of us over here in America are free. At least until
But
we learn how to take it back anyways.
you're one step further, at least
Yay.
you're broadcasting free.
Yes, okay. I've
Yeah.
got three smiley faces. John McHugh, Jillian, and Matt McCope. Thank you for the
Oh,
smiley
all the
faces.
usual suspects. Hi, guys. Hi, John. Hi, Jill. Hi,
Is
Matt.
Nick coming in okay? Tell us, he should be, according
Seems
to the
to be.
meter. According to the meter, he should be, yep.
Should be sounding good. It all seems clean. It all seems happy. So, now what are you going to do with it?
Now, what am I going to do with it? Well, I guess we could talk a little bit. I know you don't
Yeah.
like talking on air.
I don't mind. I just,
No?
it's sometimes being, it's being bothered late at night when the brain's not quite fully functioning.
Yeah,
If
well,
it ever is, if it ever is.
it's almost 1 a.m. there, so.
Yeah, and I'm not doing too bad. I'm fairly awake tonight.
Oh.
Full moon time's normally best to catch me.
Yeah, I know not caffeine, nicotine. That can be that can be a stimulant.
Well, that and caffeine works for me at the
Can't
moment, but it's not
caffeine,
good for you.
yeah. I've gotten myself off caffeine about 2 weeks
Yeah.
back, 3 weeks
How are you
back, I
feeling
think.
for it?
No, much, not much worse for the wear. I never really had any DTs or whatever they're called, cold turkeys or anything like that, but I don't know. I just stopped it for 1 day, then I stopped it for another day, and I never felt bad. So I figure after the third day, I wasn't going to have any kind of adverse effects, I didn't believe. And it's been like about 3 weeks now. Oddly enough, I've got myself off of a lot of the sugar that I was on too. I was drinking, I don't know, three or four sodas a day that had a bunch of sugar in them and caffeine,
Yeah.
and I was drinking some iced teas that had loads of sugar in them, and cut myself off of the sodas and the iced tea with sugar in them. So whatever kind of sugar I'm getting is just naturally from vegetables and stuff like that. I am drinking some orange juice and not pineapple, but grapefruit juice. I'm drinking some grapefruit juice too. There might be some sugars in there, but not loads and loads like I was getting.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, were you a regular coffee drinker anyway?
No, I never really liked coffee. It was more or less tea
All
for
right.
about the last 5 or 6 years.
You see, if I was, if I'm trying to scale back my caffeine intake, but mine is usually one every hour throughout
Yeah.
most of the day and into the evening. I know people
Yeah.
saying about don't drink it after a certain time of night,
Yeah.
and that's from usually sitting in front of computers.
Yeah.
Got me into drinking coffee. I grew up in the north. And they're very, very much a tea drinker. And I hardly drank coffee at all. I drank lots of tea with sugar and seem to switch to coffee when I'm sat in front of computers. You put me around a campfire, I said, do get this craving for tea.
Yeah.
Put me somewhere relaxed, a nice cup of tea from a campfire.
Yeah. My dad had drinking coffee for I think probably close to 70 years. I know at least I don't know. He told me he started smoking when he was five. His parents let him because they were all out there in the fields working, and back in the 1940s, people didn't know that that kind of stuff was bad, not even for children.
Well, that was back in the day. They were saying, "Oh, doctors recommend this
Four
brand because it's easier on your throat."
out of five doctors recommend Lucky Strike, yep, or
Yeah.
Camel or something like that. I think he probably started drinking coffee about that same time too. He could drink a pot of coffee at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and go to bed 5 minutes later, and he'd be asleep as soon as his head hit the pillow. But that was
Yeah,
him.
I can equate to that. But then we don't drink. I mean, I think one thing that kicked it off when I was in my younger days over in the States visiting relatives, you go out to some of your places and it's free refills and it's all
Yes.
ground coffee. No,
Yes.
yeah, I don't know anywhere that really thinks of instant coffee, which
Yeah.
isn't quite the same. I know sitting in there, it's a case of free refills. I might as well have a couple more.
Yeah. Well, they still have instant coffee here. I mean, people still buy it and people still drink it. My stepdad still drinks it occasionally, but he brews pots also. He does it both ways.
I mean, I know if I actually brew some decent proper coffee, it's a case of one of those I'll be running around like a lunatic for two, maybe 3 hours.
Yeah.
And that's, and that's a good strong brew.
Yeah. Well, there's a thing that they called truck stop coffee, which is pretty strong too.
Mm.
And make your toenails curl up backwards.
Yeah. I can understand that. I mean, I know there's a couple of guys I know, it's a case of you're making them a cup of coffee, it's a case of 2 spoons of instant because one ain't enough for them.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, good. I'm cutting back. There's no way if I went cold turkey, I've done it before.
Yeah.
I think I had a time I accidentally bought decaffeinated and I didn't notice from the taste.
You didn't like it too much, yeah?
It tasted fine. Normally I drink it and like those sugary sodas, if someone's trying to sneak you a diet one.
Oh yeah.
It's not quite the same.
Well, diet sodas taste like, well, I'm not even going to say what they taste like to me anyways.
Oh, I know what they taste like, Steve. To think so many years with them and I've got the teeth to prove it as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cause it doesn't matter. They've got no sugar in them. They've still got plenty of other nasty things.
Yeah.
In.
They still got plenty of other, nasty chemicals. So did you get to listen to Sean's show for the most part or anything? Or
I caught the majority of it. I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I thought that last guest was quite interesting, especially about the last 30 minutes of it.
I think it goes to show that there's people out there who've looked into things. You know, not many of us would be thinking of investing in minerals and mines and different things. But, you know, in the fact that this goes on.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond a scam. I know I had it on the background and he started dropping some names.
Uh-huh.
And I knew the politicians' names he was talking about.
Yeah.
So I've known them of old. They have been high profile names. So,
yeah. Well, about that last 30 minutes there, he was talking about Princess Diana. And that, that was, it kind of piqued my interest because I followed her, I think they got married in like 1980 or something like that, or.
I know it was a long way back.
Yeah. So. But that was the actual first introduction to the royals for me, and maybe for a lot of Americans too. I sort of knew about the Queen, sort of knew about Chucky and the other little brother. What's his name?
There's Charles, there's Edward, there's Edward, yes. Andrew as well.
Andrew, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sort of knew about them too, but they didn't really come into the big picture until Charles married Diana. And I think that's when part of the so-called love affair here in America kind of took off.
Mm.
I didn't really have a love affair with them, with the royals or anything, but, I was 16 years, old and not sure how old she was, like maybe 20 or 21, but, She was quite the looker all throughout her life. And I don't know. There was kind of a crush going on there. But like I said, I didn't really follow a lot, but I just knew more of them once he married her.
I think it was big news over there. Because I know from I had a great aunt out in Florida. She emigrated out not long after the war with her husband. And I mean, she was in her 80s, 90s back when I was in my teenage years. Now, I didn't get an accurate view of it. Basically, when we went to visit, she was in a trailer park with a lot of other retired people.
Right.
Large part of them were Canadians. I mean, she certainly was a very intense royalist because she didn't become an American citizen until well into her 80s.
Uh-huh.
She just never bothered. I think, you know, they weren't bothered back then. She worked all her life. And I think it got to a point they said, no, you have to be a citizen. It's no problem. You just fill out form.
What year was that, you know?
That would have been somewhere around the 80s time.
Well, I know it was in 86 when Ronald Reagan gave amnesty to everybody that was in a country illegally.
Well, that was probably it. I don't. She wasn't an illegal. I think she went over.
No, she just didn't get her citizenship or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she was there. She was there forever. She went over on the boats into Ellis Island.
Oh, like way back when, you mean?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was literally after the war.
Okay.
They went over back in the late 40s, and her husband both went to work. They lived out in, where were they, in Rochester in upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
And they both worked for Kodak their entire careers.
So what, did your parents move back to the UK then or something?
No, this was my great aunt.
Oh.
She went over there.
That's your parents, okay.
She was more of a grandmother to me, even at a distance.
Yeah.
Than any of my other grandparents. There was a large Irish family, a lot of infighting.
Right.
There was always one part of the family falling out with another part. And
doesn't that happen, mother, though?
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of happen?
Happened a lot. Yeah. I mean, it's like when they say on here, PIR is like one big family. And I sort of cringe a little bit and I think, hope it's not like my family.
Yeah, or mine. There's some relatives I don't really care to see anymore.
Yeah.
Screwed me over here last few years pretty badly.
Sort of happens. But yeah, I think they lived in New York all the time.
Uh-huh.
Worked for Kodak all their lives.
Kodak, and they never had... Kodak, the camera company?
Oh, yeah. I remember her talking. She actually started off, she was like one of the girls on, you know, like one of the, just the general factory worker. And she said she used to be taking the big glass plates when they did the plate photography. And she was actually putting them in the sun to develop.
Right.
Way back in the day. I mean, I got to have all the employees, they sent round copies of the Apollo pictures.
Uh-huh.
So I actually got sent
Apollo Moon?
A set of the prints, you know, the Apollo 11, because it was such a big thing. I got a full set of prints. I think it was like all Kodak employees of a certain level got their own copy.
Yeah.
I got sent them on, and that's perhaps a treasured possession, even though these days all I tend to be doing is saying, if anyone's interested, I've got high-res scan copies, and the general people who are interested, it's a case of, I want to look at the lighting and see that it's faked. And
yeah. See all the whiteout or all the stuff's been airbrushed away.
I don't know. I've been looking at them. So, I mean, I that was one of my first childhood memories, from being like 4 years old and sat in front of an old black and white TV, of seeing that on the, seeing men landing on the moon, and to know the ethos of what was going on then is that we're well and truly in the modern age now.
I remember the moon landing myself too, 69. Mm.
And it was the promise of it. I think at that time, everyone thought, we've landed on the moon.
Yep.
You know,
what else can we do now?
What is the human race capable of? Science seems to be so wonderful and it can solve all our problems. And we sort of know we're sort of paying the prices now. It's a case of, oh, we can just throw chemicals on the earth and it will grow whatever we need it to. We can dial it in. I mean, there are certain things now of, you know, I still have to look at now. I pick up a phone, I talk to someone, I think the only time I saw that as a child,
right,
and it looked really cool and brilliant, was on Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Star Trek, do you remember the communicators?
Still have a flip phone now because I'm a bit of Trekkie on the side.
Well, you know, that's quite odd, because people notice that kind of things when the flip phones first started coming out. There was a company here called Nextel. Nextel had a two-way system, kind of like a two-way communicator. You could communicate all across the country. They had repeaters up all over the country at the time, and well, they still do, because the government took back over the Nextel, and about a year or so back, year and a half back, something like that. But the Nextel communicators looked and were very, very eerily similar to the Star Trek communicators, because they would flip that communicator open and it would go whatever it was, and you could flip open the flip phones on the Nextels and hit the little button and it would make almost that same sound. Maybe a little little bit of predictive programming, or maybe a little bit of a future sights and sounds from back in the 60s in that.
I think, but how much of it was actually fed in terms of people thinking, this looks like off Star Trek, the closer we can make it to the product?
Yeah. Well, you know, they had Nextel come out with that two-way communicator back in 1964, I think. But actually,
that's got to be around the same time then.
Yeah, it was. I actually seen 1982, when I went through boot camp in the Army, I seen one of the first versions of the mobile phones on somebody. Mm. You know, didn't have a clue who he was, but knew he was talking on the phone, because we could hear him. Wasn't all that small of a phone, but
Well, they were either those big brick things or a small briefcase.
It was.
They didn't. I think this was the point of initially when they came out and they were those huge things. It was a matter of they weren't status symbols.
Right.
You know, generally over here, it was a matter of there were certain types of people and it was done, you know, it was more for effect, I think.
The first time I seen one on a TV or a movie was, what was the movie with Charlie Sheen and Michael Douglas? Well, it was called, his name was Gordon Gekko, but he had one.
Oh, the Wall Street thing. Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah.
That was precisely how it was modeled here.
Yep.
Yeah. It was the city traders who were sort of pushing this because they were stupidly expensive items in those days.
Well, I'm not sure if they could be any more expensive than what they are now. You could pay up to $700 for some of these smartphones if you don't want a contract. But if you get a contract, you can get one for like $200. You know, but some of these phones. I actually bought my iPhone outright last year, and it was like almost $700 because I didn't want a contract, and I don't have a contract right now. But still, it's mine.
I was going to say, I was watching something on, surprisingly enough, it was a Linux podcast, and they were talking about a phone service provider, save you a load of money. I'll send you the details over to them, because I think they're saying you can get a discount code or something off them.
Yeah, well, I just pay month to month on my service, and I had to pay for the connection service, and I pay monthly for the bandwidth or whatever, or the service, but I'm not locked in for 2 years. See, I can drop it at the end of the month if I want.
I mean, I'm on a straight no contract, and every now and again I get a call now and again. It's a case of, we can do you a better deal on your phone service.
Right.
And they start asking me, they say, how much do you spend? Because if I'm in the mood, I will play along just for the fun of it. And I'll say, oh, I spend about 30 or 40 pounds a year.
Yeah, exactly, Mahatma. Set teasers to kill.
Yeah, we come in peace.
Set them on stun. No, we don't want stun.
It was.
Just kill them. Yep.
Well, it was a 5-year mission to seek out new life and new civilization. Now,
Exactly.
And I mean, it, we used to love it. I actually stopped. I'm not.
Oh, wait a minute. It wasn't tasers. It was phasers. That's right.
But yeah, now I can't remember what tasers were. I don't know. It's tasers now.
Tasers now. Yeah, what the police have. But they don't even know what. They don't know how to use them. They just grab right for the gun. Over here, anyways.
Same thing here now.
Yeah, is it?
Same thing here. Same thing everywhere, I think.
Getting bad.
I've never seen them in action, but I know it's happened plenty of times.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we see it every now and again.
Goodness. I got a little stuff we can talk about. I caught a video. I think Ven might have passed it. Today's Wednesday. I don't know. I think he passed it like Sunday or Monday or something like that. But there was a bunch of water workers working on somebody's front post or something like that. Or the front part of their yard. It was like bricked in or fenced in or something like that, and there was like six guys. One guy had sounded like a power tool or something. He was chiseling away at something or drilling away, and there was like six or eight people trying to get in and stop him, and there was like five or six guys stopping these six or eight people. Yeah. And I thought, I passed that video on, and I thought, man, oh man, how can a corporation do that without consent, you know?
Well, they're alleging consent. I mean, that was, I remember seeing that, and it's a case of, that's what it seems to have come to, that they've sort of gone ahead and they're doing this anyway, they're not realizing what the public opinion is like.
Well, we'll put them in first and then we'll get your consent later. Is that what it is?
Mm. And they they must know what's going on they had like a good half a dozen, maybe eight guys surrounding whoever was doing the work. I mean, you could hear him with concrete breaker jackhammer
chiseling away at something.
Didn't really see him, but he's surrounded by guys to protect him.
Yep. And they had a big old plastic or a wooden fence in there too, or a aluminum fence or something like that, wasn't there?
Yeah, usually plastic safety fence, and if they're doing any work, it's basically on the public sidewalk,
right?
The wall at their back would be the front garden wall.
Yeah,
so effectively it's on the border of what is your public property. It's, I think it's what Vince set out before, is that when you are paying taxes to the council. It's for the council to service your part of public property.
Yeah.
And this is how the deal works, is that people don't realize that your property extends to the center of your street.
Yep.
And that, you know, that front strip belongs to you, but it's public access. I mean, I sort of pick this up. I know in the States, there's a lot, and I think certainly you must get it, is when you get snow and things, everyone goes out and clears the pavement.
Right. Yeah. If you're in town, you have to. Yeah. You have to clear your sidewalk out. You have to clear your sidewalk off in front of your house or your apartment.
Yeah. Because I know on that point, I mean, I think it's a case of, I sort of got the perspective early on, is that I knew full well in the States, if someone actually slips on that section of the sidewalk outside your house, you're the one who gets sued.
Yes, you are.
So you can sort of see there's a property, you know, there's a liability there. No one considers it. I think the last time we had heavy snow, I live quite a way down south and we were quite sheltered. The one time we had snow, and it was freezing solid as well. So it was compacted and frozen. And I went out and cleared our pathway, and the rest of the street was just completely iced up. You know, we were on a slight incline. No cars were getting up the hill. People were really struggling to get anywhere, and you could see people were congregating outside our house because it was the one place they could stop if they were going just down the road to the corner shop. It's like the one place they could stop for a break before they actually sort of slid on their way further down the road. And you know, I got told off by someone saying, oh, if you attempt to clear it and fail to do so, you can get sued. And I thought, well, I don't really care. It's a matter of, it's partly for my benefit as well. I don't want to walk out there. You know, most of the time I would just walk out and get in my van and drive off.
Yep.
I don't want to be slipping and sliding. I've got a back problem as it is. So I'd cleared all the way around the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you on a pension over there because of back problem or?
Oh, I'm having fun, Stephen. Yeah. I've been doing, I don't know if you've heard, I think it got mentioned last night in the pod. I know Neo and Lee were on.
Uh-huh.
And it was mentioned in the pod. We used to do a show on here called Welfare-y.
Uh-huh.
And about the time that was finishing up, I'd actually started. I'm supposed to be going through a medical assessment, and that's a big inverted commas.
Right.
I was supposed to be going through an assessment to actually be decided upon as a migrant to a new benefit.
Uh-huh.
And that's the word they're using, is migration.
Yeah.
And I've not taken too well to this. I've met these people before, and I've had problems with them previously, but it's been back and forth. They've had 6 or 7 interviews cancelled before they even got to see me.
Yeah.
When the woman arrived, she didn't like the way I'd signed the form. So she left. Nothing really happened, and my money stopped for about 6 months.
Oh, boy.
And then there was like a, not a proper court case, this was a tribunal case, which was interesting in itself. And it comes down, I'm still researching this now. I was tipped from, I think, something that Guy Taylor was talking about. You need to look at the procedure rules for the courts.
Yeah.
Effectively, that's the rules of the game. It's like if you play Monopoly and you've not read that piece of paper about the rules, that is how you know what you're supposed to be doing or know if something's not being done right. And I've been reading those just on certain things. And I've actually gone and written back saying, oh, by the way, there were supposed to be 2 people sitting talking to me.
Uh-huh.
And there was only 1. And ironically, it comes down to, it's called the constitution of the panel.
Right.
And that's laid down by very set rules that took quite a bit of digging out. And I've written back on that and a couple of other points in that, unfortunately, because of a lot of this is related to the welfare system, it comes under statute. You know, it's not a matter of you can't go in and say, you know, I want to just remain under lawful, sod all your legal stuff. Because if you say that, they'll quite happily turn around and say, fine, you don't want to deal with the legal world. That's right. Okay. On your way, you won't be getting no money from us.
That's right.
That's part of it too.
That's right. Well, I'm about a quick break here. I'm going to get a little something to drink here. And are we still on TeamViewer?
We are still on TeamViewer.
Okay.
And
you can tell me what in the world I need to do. Or tell me just, what I need to do.
Well, you just hit the button next to your red DJ button, and it'll start playing the tune. Red and you might need to turn your mic off and hit me on the red phone.
Oh, this thing right here?
Yeah, that one there.
And turn what off?
Just hit that, and the music starts playing.
Okay. Then we'll be muted.
We may not be muted, but you just mute your...
Mute my microphone. Uh-oh. Did I lose you, Nick? Hello? Did you mute already?
Yep.
Okay. Skype's going a little wobbly on me here, so wait till I get Nick back and we can do this. It was doing just fine. Probably going to lose the entire call. Maybe not. See if I can't get him back. All right, just give me a few seconds here, everyone. Nope. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take that break. All right, everyone, I'm back, but I can't seem to get Nick back. I don't know. He shows being online and that, but he's not able to come through on Skype. And this is why he and others are looking into different voice-operated video systems. He tried to get me hooked up with a couple systems a few days ago, and I wasn't able to get hooked up to it, probably because too many settings are different and needed to be changed, and we just never got connected on a couple of things. I'll give him a few more minutes. He should be able to just jump back in and join the call whenever he's able to. I don't know. It's just odd. It's just odd. A lot of things are coming very, very fast and hard, especially, well, both here and the UK, Ireland, Scotland. People are having to deal with a lot of new tyranny related issues. You're not allowed to say no anymore, it seems. But I don't know. I'm just going to give it a few more minutes here. I put another song on. I need to go do something else here real quick. Hopefully I can get this. I'm not sure. See if I remember. Got to, that's right. I've got to put something up there. Okay, here we go, everyone. Be right back in a few minutes. All right, welcome back, everyone. Well, at least I believe I'm back on. Shows me being back on the meter. Well, I have lost Nick. Not sure what's going on. I don't know whether he's just lost his internet or what. He shows being green, but he's not able to connect on Skype. I was just going to just do a little test here. It's me and him. I think I got this, I don't know. I'm going to work on it some more off air, I think, with Jimmy or Nick, or if I can catch Tim or something. But I think I'm all done for the night. I'm going to shut it down early. I've got some things to do. Got some cleaning to do. Got some chores. So I'll see everyone this Friday. Talk to everyone soon.